Hello everyone, welcome to the second episode of the series NeuroRadio. Today we are with the famous neuroscientist Manon Intervera. The topic of today is to know if the mice can be used to study addiction or not. We asked our auditors what they are thinking about it, and the majority answered that it's complicated because it's mostly a societal problem. The main point was that the mice brain may not be as developed as humans. For example, all the emotions that we can feel and can influence our vulnerability. Manon will answer to the public opinions about it in debate. So, what do you think about this opinion?
Yes, it's kind of true, but in terms of genetics, the mice is the closest animal with humans, so it's the best model to study disease in humans. They have 99% of homology with us, which means that we have a lot of genes in common. We have the same cerebral structure and the same molecular reactions, so it's perfect to observe the phenomena of addiction.
Okay, thank you for this answer. There are different types of addictions, which we can only find in the human life, such as screens, sugars, drugs, alcohol. It would not be possible for mice to have this addiction.
I agree with you. It is kind of difficult to recreate the exactly same situation in laboratory, but it is possible. Now we have a lot of technologies and techniques able to create all types of addiction. The most important is to recreate what it is happening in the brain.
Another part of addiction is the societal part. Indeed, the addiction can be induced through social pressure. A lot of people begin their addiction by being influenced by people around and just to feel included and be like others. This pressure cannot be recreated in a laboratory.
The mice is a social species like humans, which means that they don't like to live alone and they need to live in groups. They might are able to recognize each other, for example, if they're from the same strain. Moreover, they feel empathy and they are able to feel it from their congeners. The most important is that it's difficult to make experiments on humans because of ethical reasons. I'm not sure that you want to be at their place. So it's maybe the more efficient way to progress in the research.
Thank you, Manon, for this debate. It was a pleasure to have you with us. See you tomorrow for the next episode. Bye-bye.